In the 1930s and 40s, Benny Fox and his partner, Betty, routinely climbed 100-foot flagpoles where they balanced on 18-inch-wide platforms. And then they danced. It was a different time, and they were different people. Hello, and welcome to Incredible Feats, a Spotify original from Parcast. I'm your host, Dan Cummins. You can find episodes of Incredible Feats and all other Parcast shows for free on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code Spotify for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
By the 1930s, Benny Fox is famous for perching on top of flagpoles, because that was something you could get famous for back in the 1930s when the entertainment bar was much lower. Some reports say he spent 100 hours on a flagpole in Texas. He's a stuntman, sideshow attraction, and an acrobat. And he wants to take his stunts to the next level. At that time, dancing is having a moment. New dance trends keep coming out. Picture TikTok challenges, but with big band music. So Benny gets a dance partner, Betty, and they learn the foxtrot, the waltz, the jitterbug, and more. Then Benny builds a small platform on top of a flagpole. The platform has no railings and no nets. Benny climbs to the top, Betty at his side, and on the world's smallest dance floor, they show off their moves. According to contemporary newspaper reports, Benny and Betty dance for hours, advertising 12 and 48-hour dance marathons. They dance after rainstorms on a wet and slippery platform. They dance in the wind as the flagpole sways. My God, no thank you. Was there really not a better way to make money than this? They dance blindfolded, 100 feet above the ground, because why not? In 1933, Betty and Benny perform several hundred feet in the air over Compton, California, when suddenly their 18-inch dance platform begins to quiver. Benny looks down to see what's wrong. It's an earthquake. Buildings come crashing down, sending people screaming and running. The pole whips back and forth with Benny and Betty on top. But even an earthquake can't stop Benny and Betty. Once the pole steadies, they climb down and vow to be much more responsible with the only lives they've been given. No, they don't. Once the pole steadies, they just resume dancing. At least that's what Benny tells South Carolina's Spartanburg Herald Journal in advance of his shows there. Take it with a grain of salt, though. Benny also told everyone Betty was his sister, which was a flat-out lie. Betty wasn't even one person. She was a series of skinny young dancers Benny hired, starting with his wife, and including Elizabeth Durancher, famous for roller skating on high platforms. How are multiple people doing this? How do they figure out how to do this? Benny and the different Bettys started out with a 4-square-foot platform. Over time, they shrank it down to less than 2 feet, settling on an 18-inch diameter as they got better and better. That forced them to dance pressed up against each other with no room for a misstep. There was also no net or mattress between the dancers, and there was just concrete at the bottom of a 100-foot drop. This is insane. On the ground at each show, medical professionals and ambulances stand by. And they don't do this a few times. They do a lot of shows over the years. On October 6, 1937, Benny and Betty advertised 6 shows in a single day, with the final being performed after dark. That time, they swapped the flagpole for a plank jutting off a roof like a diving board. Their circular platform sat at one end, a counterweight of sandbags at the other. It was as precarious as it sounds. All day, crowds filtered through the streets below and leaned out of nearby building windows watching Benny and Betty dance. And they don't just dance. It's more like acrobatic salsa. Benny does headstands, Betty jump ropes, Benny holds Betty as she lies down on the platform and leans over the edge to retrieve a handkerchief pinned 3 feet below. Benny lifts Betty onto his shoulders and she makes a show of reading the local paper. How are they this casual with all this? It all leads up to their most impressive stunt, the death whirl. Perfect. Their whole act sounds like a death whirl. Benny picks Betty up for this stunt and she wraps her legs around his waist. Then Betty lets go of Benny and bends backward. She hangs from his waist by only her legs, upside down, and then Benny spins. After a few twirls, he helps Betty up and sets her back on her feet. They resume dancing, and then Betty faints. Benny struggles to revive her, and then Betty springs back into action, all part of the act. The kids cheer, the dads whistle, the moms stop holding their breath, and Benny and Betty prepare for their next show. Over the decades, yes, decades, Benny and Betty, various Bettys, perform hundreds of times across America and Europe, from small shows sponsored by local businesses to the 1940 World's Fair in New York City. And Benny never once drops any of the Bettys. There's no fall or accident, not one time. And he successfully skydances into his 60s. So, obviously, it is very safe, and you should go try it. Kidding! Stick to dancing on the ground. In my experience, that is challenging enough. Thanks for tuning in to Incredible Feats. For more episodes of Incredible Feats, follow us on Spotify. And for more shows like this, check out the other Parcast shows, all available on Spotify or anywhere you listen to podcasts. For this episode, we found contemporary articles hosted on newspapers.com incredibly helpful. And you can find more of me, Dan Cummins, by listening to my numerous stand-up comedy albums on Spotify or by checking out my true crime, history, and more podcast, Time Suck, and my true horror and campfire tale podcast, Scared to Death. Listen, be inspired, and go accomplish your own incredible feats. Come back for more incredibleness tomorrow. Incredible Feats is a Spotify original from Parcast. It is executive produced by Max Cutler. Sound design by Kristen Acevedo with associate sound design by Anthony Valsic. Produced by John Cohen and associate produced by Jonathan Ratliff. Written by Maggie Admire. Fact-checking by Kara Mackerlin. Research by Umbika Chotera, Jay Cahio, and Mickey Taylor. Incredible Feats stars Dan Cummins.